At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We will get back to our Eagles-Chiefs conversation in just a few minutes and, of course, all your phone calls. But, Hugh, we got a big one here. I mean, we got a big name coming on at 1 p.m. His name is Mike Tyson. He's been in many big bouts. I'm not sure how many were bigger than this one, though. Elliot Shore Parks, Paul Jolovitz, they're about to debate here on if this is an acceptable loss or not.
Hey.
What up?
What's up, guys?
Elliot, how you doing?
Look, anytime you can talk football with Jolly, I'm not saying no to that. So I'm excited to talk to him about that.
Now, likewise. You guys haven't actually ever debated, right? Like, not in this forum. This is different.
Over the phone we have. But okay.
We covered the Eagles together for years. We talked a lot at the complex. Yeah.
I mean, I've said Jolly is the only time I ever called in a WIP as a kid. So.
Very nice.
Now, he didn't take my call, but I tried.
Wow, you didn't take Elliot's call?
I hung up. It was like an hour.
It just means I'm old.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like that's a little subplot to this, that Elliot's been holding on to this for a long time. Are we ready to go here, everybody?
That's right.
All right, let's do it.
It's Elliot.
If you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Versus Jolly.
All right, gentlemen. 1 minute opening statements on each side, and then the gloves are off. Paul Jolovitz, you are up first.
When I heard that Elliot wanted to debate me on this acceptable loss thing, I thought immediately of John McEnroe. John McEnroe was known for a phrase, you cannot be serious. Elliot, you can't be serious. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss, ever, for any team, anywhere. It means you're beaten before you play. I'm benching anybody if I'm a coach that thinks that way. An abominable snowman is the same as an acceptable loss. It doesn't exist. The Eagles are a better team. They're favored. They're the best team in football. What about this says loss? Jalen Hurts is who he is, like Michael Jordan, like Tiger Woods. Not that he's at that level, but he never, ever thinks he's going to lose. This team's just not in that kind of mindset. Nick Sirianni has them going in. They didn't play well last week. They still won. They played the Kansas City Chiefs, who they beat in Kansas City in a year in which the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I know it's not a great spot for the Eagles. The Chiefs coming off a loss, home opener. No such thing as an acceptable loss. You're the best team in football. Dominate. Show you are who you are. And you're going to win the football game. And if you don't, you're ticked off. Never, ever, buzzer sounded.
Elliot, your opening statement.
Yeah, so all I ask in this debate and conversation about it is honesty. And we can all be honest. It's a very, very tough spot for the Eagles. I agree with you, Jolly. I don't think the Eagles should go into this expecting to lose. I don't think they should go in thinking an acceptable loss. But me and you are not on the Eagles. We're not on the coaching staff. Our job is to analyze this game. So when I look at this matchup, the Eagles, for everyone saying they're way better and it would be a bad loss, they are one-point favorites. Let's not act like they're a touchdown favorite in this game. There are simply times in sports where it is okay to lose. If you are a one-point favorite going up against a Chiefs team that's never been 0-2 under Andy and Mahomes, never lost three games in a row, 6-1 in home openers, 6-1 in week two, like, That's okay. It is okay to lose in that spot. You can't get blown out. We can analyze how they lose, but it is okay to lose this game to the Chiefs. They're not going to go 17-0. Every Philly team is not going to win every single game. I get it. It sounds good to say you can never lose and blah, blah, blah. That's not reality. That's not the truth. When the Giants played the Patriots when they were 15-0, that was obviously an acceptable loss had they lost that game. Losing is okay at times in sports.
I'd just be running through that stop sign. Huh?
That's what they do. All right, gentlemen. Go.
It's never okay to lose.
Yes, it is.
You say
yes,
it's almost
it
impossible.
Is.
This isn't almost impossible. They're friggin' favored. You'd say it's okay unless they get blown out. It's never okay to accept a loss in advance.
That's not analysis.
That's not sports.
That's not honesty. That, like, let's
of course
be honest.
It is.
How? So you're telling me the Eagles should win every single game?
No, I didn't say this. When did I say that?
Because you're saying
to
it's never okay to
lose. To accept a loss in advance is ridiculous.
If the Eagles, sat all their starters in week 17 and lost, would that be okay?
No.
So losing is never, ever okay?
No, losing is okay. But
okay,
accepting
so agreeing,
a loss in
so
advance is never, ever,
so agree,
ever, ever okay.
You agree there are
ever.
Times where it is okay to lose. You just said it. You
no,
agree
not in advance,
what if
ever.
You, if you sit all your starters ever. And you lose, is that an acceptable loss?
Not in advance, no.
Why does in advance matter? You act
because
like,
you play
like,
to win the game.
We're not on the team. We're not playing
I don't care.
In the game.
Athletes play to win the game. The
yes,
Eagle fans,
they should.
Greatest fans
play.
In the world. Eagle
they
fans are going
to win the game.
We're
going to
lose this game?
They should play to win the game.
No.
I agree. But we, as analysts, look at a game and say,
what are you accepting? When you say acceptable loss, what are you accepting at this point right now?
I think as long as they're competitive in this Chiefs game, that's
oh
okay.
Oh, my God. As long as they're competitive, they're best in football. They won the Super Bowl by a million points. Why is it acceptable?
I thought that was going to happen. Because that team that played
I thought it was going to happen.
You thought they would win by
35 points? I thought they
would
win by double digits,
points.
And I
okay.
said so. Not 35, no.
Then that's a good analysis by you. But if you look at this team, that's not that team. The Chiefs are in a better spot. I've heard you say this. Like, the spot matters
yes,
when it,
does. It
comes to a game.
You're right.
And you cannot tell me that this is an advantageous spot for the Eagles. The advantage is for the Chiefs in the spot.
I didn't
if
say it was
Eagles,
an advantageous spot.
The,
it says
no,
not
I'm
an acceptable loss.
If the Eagles and the Chiefs played the Super Bowl on Sunday, I would pick the Eagles to win. But they're not playing in the Super Bowl. They're playing in a game that the Chiefs need to win. The Eagles don't have to win this game. If they lose, it doesn't say anything about Jalen. It doesn't say anything about Nick. It doesn't say anything about this team. It is a game where I want to see them compete, but I'm not learning anything about the Eagles in this game. I'm learning something about the Chiefs. That's why it is acceptable for the Eagles to lose this game. I'm not going to change my opinion of this team based off the game.
Explain to me why this is not clickbait. Just getting people to talk
I
about
think
Elliott's
your
opinions.
Clickbait.
Clickbait?
You're the, yeah,
they're
you're,
favored.
You're
the Super Bowl champions. What are you talking
they're
about?
They're favored by 1 point.
They're
you're
still
talking
favored
about
on
them like they're a 10-point favorite.
Yeah,
it's
I was listening
point,
to Joe on the way
and
in.
And they opened as underdogs.
Kansas City has played 68 games, according to Mr. Giglio, in Kansas City under Mahomes. They've been a dog once. So the Eagles being favored is a pretty strong statement, given the fact they didn't play well last week. Jalen yes. Carter's back. They're going to rush Mahomes. They did in the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they can't win the game. They could definitely win the
but
game. They're
no
a better team
why
than
are you
Chiefs.
Thinking going
but
in you're accepting a loss?
Sometimes
ridiculous.
The most desperate,
it's insane.
Sometimes the game is not about the rosters that are playing it. The game is about the spot. The game is about who needs it more.
But the
and
psychological
the
part about
more.
Accepting a loss going in
I'm not
is
asking
insane.
The players to accept
that's not
a loss.
Competition.
I'm not saying the players
that's a
should
win.
Accept a loss. I would never in a million years say the Eagles should accept a loss, right?
You
I'm
just
saying
did.
We can accept a loss.
No.
Why? You're not playing in the game. You're not on the team. You
so
can,
what?
Because you can look at a game and say, it is okay if they don't win this game.
No, it's
unless
not.
Unless every single week we're going to crush
them America,
for
losing. How come they're favored, but I'm supposed to say
they're
it's okay if they lose? They're still favored.
Point. They're favored by 1 point.
If they were 12-point underdogs,
way,
I wouldn't say it's an acceptable
loss. The
way
you're talking about it is like they're the way, way better
no,
team.
No, I didn't.
And
I didn't say
be.
That. Never did I say that. When did I say that?
Because you're acting like it would be a bad loss. Would
no,
it be a
I'm
bad
not
loss?
Acting.
That is how you're acting.
Any loss is a bad loss.
That's
any
not
loss.
True.
They've lost
that's
one time in the last
true.
20 games.
And,
once.
And was that a bad loss?
Yeah.
So anytime they lose, it's a bad loss.
Yeah, this team,
well,
absolutely.
That's just not realistic.
Any team, anybody loses in advance is a bad loss. You play
see,
to
but
win
I think
the
that's
game.
Clickbait.
Great
like,
coach.
When you're just going to say.
Clickbait?
That, yes, I think you're being clickbaity.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now. Well, just, you can accuse me of being clickbaity. I disagree
with
you.
Because you have
opinion.
Hot take after hot
so
take after
you.
Hot take.
So are you. You're saying
a hot take
is,
saying a favorite
you're saying
Super Bowl
a losing
champion
is going to
win a football game.
That's a hot
game.
Take to me. If you're saying losing's never acceptable, that's a hot take.
Never acceptable.
Okay, well, that's unrealistic. Like, why can't we look at this honestly?
Well, ask Q after that. Ask Q going into a game, you ever think you're going to lose?
No one's saying the players should think they're losing. We're saying we as analysts can look at this and say it's not a bad loss.
Yes, a bad loss. Every loss is a bad loss.
When the Phillies lost to the Astros in 2022, was that a bad
loss? Yes, because they lost.
No, they were not even supposed to be there.
I don't care who's supposed to do what. You're supposed to compete.
But that matters when you're talking about
the
analysis of a game. It matters when we're talking about how a game...
You're putting one foot in the grave before you even walk into the...
Well, good news. I can jump in the grave. I'm not in the game. I could be in the grave. Bury me. Like, I'm not playing.
Such a fatalist. I can't believe you have this point of view.
Okay, so
shocked.
Well, so let me ask you this. Every time I pick the Eagles to lose, am I being a fatalist?
No.
Okay, so we
agree. Picking them to lose.
Do you pick the Eagles to win every week?
No.
Okay, then so we agree there are weeks where they could lose the game.
But that's not an acceptable loss.
Yes, it is.
Picking them to lose.
Yes, it is. Every loss is not acceptable. People can get, like, we talk all the time, schedule losses, right? Schedule losses.
I don't believe in scheduled losses either.
Well, I do believe in them. But like, so acceptable losses, people get so mad about the term, but we know what that means. What it means
it means you're a wimp and accept losing. That's what it means.
No, that's not what it means.
That's a good comeback.
So you think every time they play, they're supposed to win no matter what?
No, they're not supposed
to
win.
Then you acknowledge there are times where it's okay to lose.
Elliot, you're looking from a perspective, looking in advance at the game, looking back, you're going to lose sometimes.
How else would we look at a
game in advance? We all lose in life.
All we do is talk about the Eagles game for a full week.
Elliot, this team needs to show their dominance. You need to show that the gorilla of the herd, the best team in the league, they're favored on the road. They've won there before. They crushed them in the Super Bowl, and now we're going, oh, it's okay if we lose.
If they don't show that, are you going to think they like are a worse team?
I got to see the game. I don't know.
So, but you agree, like for you, how they play in this game will change big picture what you think of them.
I have no idea. If 12 guys get hurt, maybe.
You can say whether you have an idea or
not. No, because I watch the game. I don't think things in advance. I don't do the clickbait.
It's not clickbait.
Who's going to win the World Series in 28-99? I watch the game. I see what happens.
I'm saying the game in 3 days. If they lose it, do you think it's... Okay, in 2 days. If they lose it, do you think worse of them? Do you think it's a bit... Because there are games like that,
it depends how it happens.
But would you agree there are games where going into it, it is, let's see what they have. Like, let's see how they...
Of course.
Okay, this is not one of them. That's my point.
You have a Super Bowl champion. Why would it be one of them?
Because it's week two.
So what?
Because
Kansas City played terrible. They're traveling from friggin' Brazil.
Play last week? Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl last week?
No, but they're going to improve from last week. They had their defensive tackle thrown out after 6 seconds. AJ didn't catch
a
ball. Saquon didn't
team.
Do much. Jalen won the friggin' game by himself. This week, if he gets help from the pass rush, maybe from cornerbacks, Kansas City's top two receivers are out. Acceptable loss.
Right. So,
you cannot be serious.
So the Eagles are the way better team. They're going to play better.
I know they're way better.
Yet they're a one point favorite.
A road favorite, Ali. Yeah, 3 points for the home team.
The 3 point thing doesn't happen as much. So like,
sure does. Ask any handicapper anywhere.
I will. But the 1 point favorite, the 1 point favorite to me indicates this is a close game. There is no shame in losing.
Of course, a close game.
Because there's
not an acceptable loss.
Yes, it is.
I didn't say it's a blowout.
The acceptable part of it is that they should not be expected to win this game. They are not the more desperate team. And for what it's worth, we're all talking about the Chiefs like they're some trash team now. They have the better quarterback and the better head coach in this game. Like, they have arguably the best duo of all time at the helm there. That's a desperate duo. They have arguably
the best.
They
had that in the Super Bowl too, right?
They did, and they lost. The Eagles dominated in that game.
Yep.
But that's not this team. That's not this team.
Oh, my God.
It's not. Half the starters on defense are different.
Who cares?
Right? Well, I care.
Acceptable.
The fact that they don't have the same players...
Nobody has the same players from year to year.
So you keep saying that's what happened in the Super Bowl. Like,
well, they're not totally different teams either.
No, but they are not. The Eagles currently as constructed.
But that doesn't mean it's acceptable. Doesn't mean they can't lose.
Yes, it does.
Not an acceptable loss.
All right, so
acceptable loss doesn't exist.
If they lose, I want to hear you crush them and say that you can't lose that game. Okay, well, then
if they play bad, I will.
If you want to be clickbaity and overreact to a week two loss,
clickbaity is having a hot take like an acceptable loss.
I think your opinion's a hot take.
How is it a hot take that a favorite's going
to
win a game that won a Super Bowl?
That's unrealistic. I disagree with it. I think it's a hot take.
I'm saying that a Super Bowl champion without injuries like the other team has, going in as a favorite, is not an acceptable loss. That's a hot take.
No,
that's
it's
a
not,
hot
but
cake.
You, also
you have a hot take.
You
I
also...
have a hot cake.
All right, that's it, gentlemen. Ding, ding, ding. All right. I think what we need to do is each of you, without being interrupted, give a final statement, and then we'll kind of... I've been sitting... This is way more fun on this side, I got to say.
Just sit back and just listen to it.
But I've been scoring this
early.
Well, that always seems to happen in these. It does. All right. Why don't...
I'll go first.
Elliot, you go first because you weren't second to start it off. You go first, your final statement.
So look, I am impressed by Jolly's mentality. This is why he's been great in Philly radio. He never accepts losing. He's got a tough mentality. He's not playing in the game. It doesn't matter if the players should not think it. Our job is to look at a game and say, how do we think it should play out? What should be expected of the team? And going up against the best quarterback of all time in a desperate situation in their home opener. No, Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. Going up against the best quarterback of all time in a must-win game on the road for a team that's still early in the season. I'm not going to crush them. Maybe I believe in the Eagles more long-term than Jolly does. But I don't think that this team in this game is showing me anything. If they go and compete, that's enough for me. I will accept a loss. I'm not changing my opinion of them based off this spot. The Chiefs are the ones that have to win. The Eagles just have to compete.
Jolly, your final statement.
I think, Jolly, you expect them to lose. We're quibbling about a phrase. Not, I'm not going to say they can't lose, but an acceptable loss in advance. I was looking at Hugh when I started my statement. When I mentioned the term acceptable loss, Hugh started to cry.
Well, Hugh agreed with me yesterday, so.
I mean, acceptable loss does not exist. Competitors don't ever accept a loss in advance. Jalen Hurts never, ever accepts a loss. Neither did Jordan, neither did Tiger.
Not saying he should.
That's what acceptable loss means.
No.
Yes, it is.
I have not said once that the players should accept it.
Wait, don't I get a chance to speak? Let him finish.
I mean, it's insane. When I saw this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Clickbait, hot take, whatever you want to say, get people to read. And I like your stuff.
I like you. I like your stuff,
too. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous point of view. That's an acceptable loss for a better team, favored, healthier, who played poorly last week, wants to improve, wants to repeat, great coach, great everything, to say, oh, well, we may lose. You can't say that. You got to think you're going to win. You can't accept it. If you're a fan, best fans in the world, want to win, think they're going to win, they're going to win, and it's not acceptable ever.
Classic hot take.
Ever.
All right, that is it. That was quite a bout. Hugh, what did you would you feel listening to all that?
It was compelling. Mm-hmm. It was I could tell on both sides they were very passionate about the way that they felt about their take. So, yeah, it was pretty good. It was really good.
Guys, that was fun. I got to say, it is definitely more fun being on this side.
There we are.
Yeah. Now, imagine 20 years ago, he would have taken my call. We could have done that.
You wouldn't have come in as upset. Yeah.
I'm never going to live that down,
exactly,
am I?
Yeah.
I'll take it next week. Yeah.
All right, who wins the game on Sunday?
Eagles.
Chiefs.
You guys stayed on brand. I appreciate
that. I can accept it.
Eagles 35, Chiefs 27.
What's your score, Elliot?
I think the Chiefs are going to win 27-24.
I think it's more in the 20s than the 30s. But either way, it sounds like entertaining football on Sunday. All right. We appreciate you guys coming in. Elliot, we know you are on your way to go to the Sirianni press conference. And Jolly?
Fun times.
I'm going to score this. I got to go into the lab and
I'm on my way to the mall, by the way.
You're on the mall?
What you going to get?
Got to buy some stuff.
What you going to get?
Telling us what? Or just
have to buy my wife something.
Oh, okay.
What you going to buy your wife? You talking? I think it up?
Yeah, she may be listening, I guess.
Come on. You want to spoil the surprise?
Yeah.
He's going to get a gift. All right, Jolly. All right, Elliot. We appreciate you guys hopping in. That was the first big two names we have on the show today. By the way, Mike Tyson will join us at 1 o'clock.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
You know that one guy?
Iron Mike.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of him before.
That lost to Jake Paul.
Yeah, well, that's a low blow. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Not an acceptable loss.
That I agree with you. That was not an acceptable loss. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us here. Kyle, what'd you think of that? That was, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I don't know. The passion from Jolly?
Yes. Strong.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, I'm biased because I was on his side in the first place.
See, I was on Jolly's side, too. It doesn't mean he won the debate, though, right? The debating isn't about having the
I don't know.
The opinion you agree with. It's about the debate.
A lot of people are saying 6-0 now.
Well, hold on a second. Jolly, while you're here, you're not undefeated in the debates.
Kyle got you.
Yeah, you're not.
Nobody got. Well, who beat me?
Well,
nobody.
I beat
nobody.
You.
Nobody.
You didn't. The voters said you didn't.
The original voters.
That's true.
The original debate was if the NL East was over. It was over then, and it was obviously
you lost the debate. They won the East, but you lost the debate.
You didn't bring a single fact to the table.
I don't remember the freaking debate. It was over a year ago, but I won the debate. Go back and look at the votes. I won.
The votes? I lose every vote on WIP. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. I could say
that's like saying Kamala Harris is now the president. What are you talking about? She lost the election.
No. Hold on. We vote on do you agree with someone's opinion, not do you vote for them for office.
Uh-oh. Who won the debate? The question is who won the debate? And I won.
It doesn't matter, Jolly.
Well, then winning and losing doesn't matter.
We decide things on Twitter polls?
I guess. That's what you put out there.
That's
who else decides? You, me?
No.
Can't decide on a debate.
This is what we're talking about. I win a lot of Twitter polls.
Yeah, and Hugh doesn't know anything. We've established that. This guy's lost.
Undefeated, John.
Twitter polls.
Yep.
I mean, I appreciate you.
I don't lose debates. Ever.
Well, you do. I mean, you do.
No, I
mean,
don't.
Jolly.
Maybe someday somebody beats me. Nobody
I
has.
I mop the floor with you in the division
live your
debate.
Truth. Live your truth, Jolly.
I will say
live
this.
Who beat me? Nobody beat me.
Well, I beat you. I mean,
okay, and I can say I beat Usain Bolt.
Jolly is racking up WIP
in 2012, but I didn't.
I will say this.
What's that cost? 7-0?
No, he's not.
6-0 now.
There's no chance.
If I won this,
well, I'm saying you winning this one.
He's also winning this one.
I haven't even graded this one yet.
You're going to score for Elliot because you don't want me to win because you don't want me to be undefeated.
You're not undefeated.
Because I'm the Mike Tyson of debates. Although he's not undefeated either. Nobody's undefeated in life, but I'm pretty close.
Is it Mayweather? Mayweather's undefeated.
Mayweather's undefeated.
Yeah, he is.
Who's going to win, Tyson or Mayweather?
I like how you changed the subject when he just took this L.
Yeah,
I didn't take any L. I crushed this guy.
Tyson and Mayweather?
The division was obviously over. We did this already.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I am going to do the best I can not to factor this in to my grading. Okay?
Kyle set you up so smooth.
Well, it's a joke that you think you're undefeated. I mean, no one believes
that. Five debates. Hey. Who won the debate? The vote. I won five times. So how did I lose? Because what? Because the boogeyman? How did I lose? I won vote.
You tell him, Joe.
If you win the election, you win, right? I won the election five times.
But that's not how things are decided.
Yes, it is. What are you, crazy?
Twitter polls?
And why is Trump president? Why was Obama president before
that? Every time we did.
Paul.
Because I won the election.
Paul. Come on, man.
What are you, crazy?
It's not an election. This isn't an election.
You got crushed in those debates.
Yeah. Jolly. All right, let's all move on. All right,
this beard all out of my beard.
All right, all right, Jolly, we appreciate you. Fun time today.
Always have a good time, guys.
All right, when are you? We'll hear from you, I'm sure, soon on WIP coming up. All right,
we'll get that belt made, Jolly, that undefeated belt.
There we are. Love it. Have a great show,
you
guys.
You too. There he goes, Paul Jolovitz.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go
Eagles
Phillies.
Win on Sunday. That's enough of that. Colin in Limerick wants to help Elliot out. What's up, Colin?
Yo, guys, what's popping?
What's up, Colin?
I think what would help Elliot out would be changing his wording a little bit. I don't think a loss is ever acceptable, but it can be understandable. If you
I'll say this, like, Colin. I think if he had used that word in his original take, there would have been far less pushback, right? I think it is clearly understandable to lose week two in Kansas City against an 0-1 Chiefs team. Hugh's been saying that for all week long. But I think the acceptable means you kind of expect it almost in a way. Acceptable, like you expect it, like no big deal.
I don't think this is an Eagles team that we should ever expect them to lose because of their offensive firepower and... And on defense, even though our secondary seems to be really missing Slay, we still have Fangio, which can make all the difference. I mean, back with the Eagles, when we lost Jimmy Johnson, that team was completely different from there on out. So coaches can be extreme X factor as long as they have talent as well. Talent can do great. Coaching can do pretty well. With menial talent, but the best talent in the world can't do as well with bad coaching. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, Colin, I get that. And I think if the Eagles were underdogs in this game, then I would feel differently, right? Like then they are the market is saying that they're not. They are favorites in the game.
One
which
point?
Yeah,
Kansas City is big deal.
It is. I mean, again, it's 68 starts for Mahomes at home. He's been an underdog once. That was to Allen and the Bills, and the Bills won that one. That was a regular season game a couple years ago. So it does mean a lot. All right, Colin, who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
All right, so I was trying to think of something funny, and all I could think about is his weird thing with not even being willing to try applesauce with a pork chop. So... Like it'd be 2-on-1, like someone like they do at the Reading Phillies or the Iron Pigs with the mascots or whatever. Have an applesauce jar and a pork chop. Go in the ring with them. But besides that, I had to look and do some research because of course the first thing that comes to my mind is T.O.
Right.
But they squashed that. What's this history that Hugh Douglas has with Michael Smith?
Well, that's
he got me fired from ESPN. Yeah, I would love to go in the ring and beat his ass for real.
You know what, Colin? That might be a winning answer. Colin, I love it. Good phone call, buddy. All right. We got Michael Smith.
You know how the kids say on site?
Yeah.
It's on site.
Wasn't expecting that answer today, but that's a good one.
That's
all right.
A good one.
215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls next. Are you expecting a win in this game on Sunday? I am. And Hugh Douglas is just hoping for one. We need you to help us grade Elliott versus Jolly. I guess we'll put a Twitter poll up, but I know what's going to happen already. This is the way Twitter works. They're going to vote for Jolly. I'm not sure that means he wins the debate.
Jolly's popular on Twitter like that, you think?
Well, no, I'm
Elliott's
not.
Unpopular.
And Elliott's clearly unpopular. Yeah, it's about who you're voting against and you're voting for. That's the way it works. Anyway, we'll come back. I'll tell you how I graded it. I was sitting here like on the side of a boxing bout. I was trying to grade this thing. I thought it was pretty close. That next, and we got to get some A.J. Brown audio. Not so sure I love one of the things he said this week. That's next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let's talk about this week's latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Will Shipley, he's questionable for this game. You know, last week he had 3 carries for 26 yards. Dallas Goedert, another big guy for us last week, had 7 receptions, 44 yards last week. He's probably going to play. Hopefully he plays because we're probably going to need that guy. And for the Chiefs, the team in Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, questionable. Jalen Royals, questionable. Don't really care what they did in that. But, you know, got to talk about it because they're in our fantasy team. So that's how we do that. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today. You may have heard me talk about Fanatics Sportsbook, one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. It's really the best game. Last night proves my point. Green Bay in Washington, star receiver goes down in the first quarter of the injury. Boom. Not only did Fanatics Fair Play void all affected straight bets instantly, if that prop was part of your parlay at SGP or SGP, your bet played on. No waiting around to see what your bet was stuck in limbo or anything like that. I got the numbers right here in front of me, people. Yesterday afternoon, Fanatics Sports Fair Play policy saved 21% of all SGPs in the Green Bay Washington game. That's legendary. This injury would have made you lose most of other sports books. Why would you risk your bets if you don't have to? Fanatics first half fair play all season long, every game. I'm telling you, winning is different over here at Fanatics Sportsbook. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Boy, that last segment was wild. It was, Hugh, now that I've gotten to be on this side of it, it's different observing one of those debates in the studio, but you're not in it.
Well, you hear it differently.
Yeah.
And you hear, like, I think Elliot did a great job of explaining his take.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of times when he says stuff like that, you have to take the time just to dig a little deeper. You know what I mean? Because when he says it, he's probably speaking in stream of conscience.
Sounds like you're scoring it for Elliot.
No, I'm just saying. No, I was right on about his thinking. That's what I was doing. I'm not scoring anything. It's not my scoring. That's Joe's thing.
What's it like being in the presence of greatness, by the way? Undefeated in WIP.
Well,
debate.
That's just absolutely not true.
Well, you talk about, that was your Jalen Carter moment.
Well, because it's ridiculous.
That was your Jalen Carter moment.
No, I didn't spit on anyone.
Well, you got defensive.
I lured you right into my track.
You got super defensive.
Who won that debate? Can we just be clear?
Wow.
No.
Who won the debate?
Twitter spoke.
I don't care what Twitter says.
No. The best was when you said, what do you mean? He was like, what do you mean? I killed you.
I got him so good.
And I'm sitting there, and Kyle over there just chuckling.
The best part of this is he really believes he's won all these debates. He hasn't. I mean,
he's living his truth.
Well, and this again is your fault. Encouraging this nonsense.
I'm just saying he's living his truth.
All right, 215-592-9494. I will grade this. So I have my grades in front of me. I'll unveil them later in the show. Who I think won. We need your take. Who won the debate, Elliot versus Jolly? And, of course, the game on Sunday. Are you expecting an Eagles victory, or are you in camp hope like Hugh over here? Hopeful Hugh with very little confidence in the Eagles. You know what? Does anyone else feel this 2 weeks in? I'm just not getting a lot of Eagles confidence out of Hugh Douglas. Just not getting a lot.
Well, you're asking me questions
that
provide a lot of thought.
But I'm not feeling your confidence towards this particular Eagles team yet.
I mean, because I don't know, to be honest, Joe, I don't know what this Eagles team is. And that's the way you need to approach every season before you get to that fourth game. Because if you ask any one of those guys over there at the NovaCare Complex right now, you say, what is your identity? They would be hard-pressed to tell you what that is right now. Now, we think we know what it is because of the running backs that we got. We went out and got Tank Bigsby. We got A.J. Dillon. I know that's partly Will Shipley's hurt and Saquon.
Right.
But we don't know what the identity is yet, and we definitely don't know what the defense is because Jalen Carter didn't play last week, and we have an issue at a corner spot.
Well, they do have an issue. Now, I brought this up earlier. I'm going to bring it up again. Then we're going to get to something that was said by A.J. Brown this week that really is interesting. And 215-592-9494, your calls here on the win. The expected, hopeful, where are you on the win on Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs? And we have a pair of tickets today. Return of the mic. Mike Tyson will be on the show today at 1 o'clock. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, January 23rd. And the grand prize winner, we'll pick a name out of a hat after the show today of the five winners, will win an overnight stay of the night of the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., which, of course, is happening. So they went on sale already. Hop on Ticketmaster.com. But we want to know for the winner today, the best answer to who do you want to see step in the ring with Mike Tyson? One thing with Hugh Douglas. Who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? We got some good answers so far. One thing that I thought was something Jolly should have brought up earlier in the debate, and I took points away from him for not. He got to it, but it was like 10 minutes in. Elliot's point is accurate, and yours is too, Hugh, on how difficult this game is. If you ignore what happened last week, the Chiefs lost both receivers, right? Like when the schedule came out, and this is why I understand Elliot's point, but I just think Jolly should hammer this home more. When the schedule came out, if I had said to you, Eagles lose at Kansas City week two, nobody's sweating it, right? Like that looks like a potential loss. That's probably the toughest game on the schedule. But then since the schedule came out, Rashee Rice got suspended for six games, and their other receiver, Xavier Worthy, who came on at the end of last year, including the garbage time touchdown in the Super Bowl, he got hurt. That changes the game. So I thought it was a bad job by Jolly not doing that earlier in the debate, that he could have really scored points on Elliott, that the spot isn't as big of a deal as he's making it out to be, and it's why I think they're going to win the game. I don't think the Chiefs could take advantage of where the Eagles are. Let's grab a phone call, and then we got to let you hear what A.J. Brown said about some praise he was given this week. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team.
Will.
How y'all doing today?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Happy, fantastic Friday. Great Philly sweep, man. I knew it was coming, but I just didn't want to say it too early. You know, we on our way, man. You know, we just got to keep digging deep, knowing our players and believing in our players, man. And we're going to get the job done. What I want to say about the Eagles is, listen, man, like I said, I'm not sold on this offense yet. You know, I don't expect no L, and I don't respect no L. And if you think an L is cool, no, that ain't cool. Losing is not cool.
L's are not cool. No, I think we'd all agree on that. No one wants a loss.
I mean, to be honest, though, like, and I'm not taking no shots, but who agrees with losing? Like, you play to win. So that don't make sense to me. But anyway, like I was saying yesterday, I know y'all laughed at me a little bit, but like I keep trying to tell you, I studied the ball, man. Just listen. You force him left. He's throwing across his body to Kelce in the middle. Hmm. Every time you force him left, he's off his game. He can't throw right off the left, man. So force him left. And you look at the tape and see if I know what I'm talking about. But that was just one thing I just wanted to clarify. But I think we should march in there. And I don't think Sirianni should be giving all his credit to Andy Reid. I don't like that. He's the enemy now.
Well, what do you want to say about Andy Reid? You want him to rip Andy?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just – listen, don't give him all that respect. We in the game. We going at each other. So guess what? That friendship is cool until after the end of the game when it's all said and done. You know what I mean? Because I think that takes his coaching away a little bit, like in the first Super Bowl. He gave him a little too much respect. That's why I believe we lost.
Less respect. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. What do you like this? Less respect for your opponent. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, what do you got for us?
No respect.
What do you got? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
Well, you know what, man? I was kind of mad because the guy that called just before me said my answer. But I'm gonna go with one that may give it a battle. How about you get back at Jim Miller for breaking your collarbone?
He didn't break my collarbone.
But you mean it would be Jim Miller's get back.
Yeah, Jim Miller won his
get back. You know what?
That's what I was saying.
Jim Miller don't want none of this.
Well,
I mean, we can do that, though.
Real good phone call. Appreciate it. Jim Miller versus you. I mean, I would watch. I mean,
put hands on Jim Miller.
Yeah, you heard him once.
He's in I think he does radio in Chicago.
Oh, then I think we could do it. We can make a big radio event out of it. I like that.
We're going to play Chicago this year. Let's get him on.
You know what? Black Friday, before the game, undercard, Douglas Miller, ring in the middle of Lincoln Financial Field.
You know what's funny? See, I know this is a bit, right? But this is where it would probably get ugly for him. Because if he said anything that I deemed to be kind of disrespectful, he's going to get beat up. Like, I mean, you know. And then it won't be a bit anymore. It'll be me beating up Jim Miller again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it has the potential to go south real quick.
I'm looking to see what he does now. He's the current co-host. He does a Sirius XM radio. So he does a pro football show called Moving the Chains.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why we can't set this up.
We could call the fight Moving Furniture. Because that's what's probably going to end up happening. You know, because I've heard, like, you know, people have said stuff that he said about that and all this other stuff.
Oh, you did he?
And
he called you out?
Well, you know, it was – I guess somebody said it was a dirty play or whatever. Mm. It wasn't because the refs didn't call it. So it has to – like, to be honest, Joe, this has the potential to go way south. Like, seriously.
For Jim?
It just does. It's one of those things where it'll start out laughy, jokey. Yeah. And then the first thing, you know, I'm in the HR building again.
Man. I think it could take you now.
You know what I mean? See, you're not gonna put them cables on me. I'm just saying. It's just certain.
I got Joe. I'll get you.
It's just certain situations.
It wasn't that you got me. It's that Jolly got me with the dumb tweet.
Joe, he got you.
He didn't win that debate.
Hey, Joe. And as soon as Kyle said it, you just went straight face. You was laughing again when it did. You just went straight face.
You snapped.
He didn't win the debate. I don't know what to say. Like, I could keep saying it until we're all blue in the face. He knows didn't win the debate.
I mean, if that's how you feel, that's
you
how you feel.
You said that day I won the debate. No, were you lying? Now I'm mad at you.
No,
I don't want to stand up.
It's just that you got real upset. That's the funny part. Because it was like... You don't even, I guess you people saw it because you was cool. until he said he won. He was like, wait a minute, what do you mean?
Well, because at first I thought it was like a promo bit. Like, oh, I'm 6-0 in debates. Baloney, you're 6-0 in debates. You lost to me. I mean, the Spike one, at least you got him upset. That was kind of funny. Maybe you won that one. You didn't beat me in that first one. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of things that might get people upset, or maybe someone already is upset, let's unpack the A.J. Brown stuff, because last week we know one target, right? And it didn't happen until about 2 minutes to go in the game. And then, well, listen to this. Sirianni giving credit and praise to his guys for kind of accepting his receivers, I should say, their roles in the game and kind of doing what's best for him. Let's hear Sirianni first.
A.J., Smitty, Dallas, it runs through you guys. Right, there'll be days you have 2 catches. There'll be days you have 10 catches. I need you guys to handle that with the same selflessness that you handled it last year. That was a big reason for our success. And then I go back to this. What are you doing to win us the game if you're not touching the ball?
All right, so nice message there from Nick Sirianni, and that came out this week. So A.J. Brown was asked about that kind of message, right? The message of praise, even though your statistics weren't there in this past game. What did you feel when you heard the coach say that? Here is A.J. Brown.
Oh, I didn't like it. I'm not, honestly. I mean, it's cool to make an example out of it, but I'm not in it for participation trophies. I'm cool on that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hugh, I'm not in it for participation trophies.
I mean, listen, and I'm going to talk a little bit, Joe, because I know what the initial reaction is. But I will say this. Over the last couple of months, I don't know him per se, but from the things that he says, I have gotten a chance to get a chance to know AJ, because I don't want to sit here and say I know him, because I think that's reaching a little bit, because I'm listening to cuts,
right,
and I'm you know, commenting on cuts and everything like that. He's a fierce competitor, a very, very fierce competitor, and a lot of times he says things that are not readily understood in the moment. You know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. like that comment that he made after the Super Bowl when he says somebody, he's not satisfied and he's ready for the next one. And it took me a couple months just to figure that out. But in the moment, I was like, I didn't understand it. I didn't like it, yada, yada, yada. So now, I think with all of that being said, I'm in a position where I have to give him a little bit of grace and try to understand where he's coming from. Now, this is what I get. Now, in the moment, when it happened after the game, when he was asked about it, he was a team guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say a whole lot.
Nope.
And he benefited tremendously last year from being that team guy, because that's what Coach Sirianni was talking about.
Sure.
But he was being honest in what he was speaking. When he said what he said, he did it. He blocked. He did what he had to do. But that's not what he's here for. He wants to be an integral part of the success of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I understand it in that sense. And I know a lot of times when we talk about him, he's a malcontent. He's a cancer, whatever. We got to take the time to kind of understand where he's coming from. And so that's kind of what I look at it. And like initially on the surface, those could be misunderstood and misconstrued for scathing comments, but I don't think it was meant that way, you know, and that's kind of the way that I look at it when it comes to AJ. AJ is a complex individual, no question about that, but I don't think he meant it in a malicious way.
So I don't think it was meant maliciously, but I think he meant it. I think he's
he meant it.
Yeah, like he's not here for participation trophies. He wants to participate in the game.
He wants to be a big part of that.
Well, let's unpack this for a second, because sometimes people say it's week one, right? We're overreacting week one. This has been going on a while.
Mm-hmm.
Here are AJ Brown's statistics in the last 6 games he's played for the Eagles, which obviously is all last postseason and the end of last regular season, along with week one. You ready for these?
Yes.
3 catches, 36 yards. 1 catch, 10 yards. 2 catches, 14 yards. 6 for 96. 343. 1-8. That means one of the last 6 games, he's been above 43 yards. How long is he going to be okay with this? And I hope it's forever, because as long as the Eagles win, who cares about statistics? But I'll just say it like this. I want the Eagles to throw him the ball in the first play of the game on Sunday. Get him involved. I think it's important to keep. And it's not just him. There's been a million
Smitty.
Receivers, right? But it's receivers, right? It's not specifically A.J. Brown. He's like many other receivers before him. They want the football. That's how they feel like they're contributing to the game and to the team. And I feel like this thing, I mean, last year they hadn't lost for months, and he was sitting there with a book on the sidelines, and he said the passing game needs to get better, and it caused a whole big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Graham's comments and all that. I just don't think this is going to fly for long. I think it's best for the short and long term if they, I guess for lack of a better term, force feed him on Sunday, get him the ball early in the game. I mean, just scheme it up. I mean, just scheme up a slant and throw him the football just so he feels part of the game. Should the Eagles, I mean, again, it might be a better term. I'll just say it this way. Should they force feed him the ball on Sunday?
I don't think so. I think you need to get him involved, but you also have to play. You have to take what the defense gives you. You know, but to your point, if that means, you know, some more targets for AJ, so be it. But I don't think that there needs to – I don't think you need to go into the game and say, okay, the first six targets are AJ's. I think you still have to play your game plan, because, to be honest, the Kansas City Chiefs might be looking for that, knowing that you're trying to appease somebody. And at the end of the day, and I know AJ knows this, and I'm not trying to say, like, he's being a malcontent, but you enjoy the greatest success by being a selfless player, whether you liked it or not. And he did his part, but you enjoyed tremendous success being a selfless player. So I just think right now with what happened last year, coupled with how the season started out and the fact that you are a little banged up, that it's a little frustrating for you. And I get that. I totally get that, because you want to be a part of it. You want the accolades that you say. You want a Subway sandwich and all the other good stuff that Saquon is doing. But the time is going to come. If you remain patient, you're going to get your chance.
I'm looking through his entire career, which dates back to 2019, you know, those years in the beginning with the Tennessee Titans, and he didn't even have great quarterback play. Then it was Ryan Tannehill for a lot of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to all his years here with the Eagles. He has never, I can't find any group of back-to-back games ever where he's had only one catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few very early in his career where he had two, but then he was a rookie then. I mean, you go to his second year, And then when he arrived here, I mean, we're talking about never did he have as few as even two since his second year in the NFL in back-to-back games. I mean, this is just, I don't think it's going to fly. I mean, I know he, it is about the team. I know he did say the right things as they got moving last year and passed that whole book thing and the Brandon Graham thing. Man, if I'm Hurts, I throw him the football early. First play of the game, throw it to him, get him involved. Like, what you said, Hugh, is totally fair and it's understandable. Like, the game let it dictate itself. Well, what if the game doesn't dictate the ball going to him until the second half again? I mean, that feels like a long time, with just one catch.
If that's the case, then he better be full before the end of that game. He better be fed. And he better be full before the end of the game.
All right, 215-592-9494 on all these things. Are you expecting a win over the Chiefs on Sunday? I am. Hugh is hoping for one, but not expecting for one. Jolly Elliott, who won that debate? And the AJ thing. Should the Eagles get him the football and make it a priority to get him the football early in the game? I say so. And give us someone you want to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas. Best answer we get wins the tickets to the Tyson is Back show in January. Derek in West Philly. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how y'all doing, peoples? How is everybody?
Hey, Derek. What's up, pal?
Yeah, I wanted to comment. I figured this thing out a while ago, but I haven't called y'all. I'm calling y'all to let y'all know some valuable information about A.J. Brown.
Okay.
This is what you just read his stats over the last few games he had. He barely got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember when Brandon Graham leaked a little information and they were saying that they don't like each other? This proves that they really don't like each other. This is why he's not getting the ball. Jalen Hurts is not going to give him the ball. They really don't like each other, fellas.
So, I don't know that. Here's what I will say, Derek. I do think it's noticeable. Well, it's noticeable for me from this perspective. Well, the stats have changed. I mean, he's not as productive as he used to be.
Well, the team has changed.
The team has changed. But the one thing I have noticed, and it's all I could go on, is what I see on, you know, when they're around each other, they don't seem to be
like
as buddy-buddy as it was when he first got here. It doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
Right, and the stats you just said, that just goes with everything. I mean, they really don't like each other. They hardly speak. Well, the coach and Hurts don't like each other. They don't. I mean, if we're going to be completely honest, you know, so that's why AJ said what he said just then about he didn't want no whatever that word is.
Participation, yeah.
Participation, yeah. That's cool.
Participation trophy.
Yeah.
I'm on that note. This morning I've been drinking early.
Yeah,
early drinks.
Who has it? I mean, it's Friday. Friday. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's Friday, baby.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Derek. Derek, what do you got for us? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
With all due respect, I would love to see y'all boss get in the ring with Hugh Douglas.
Rod Lakin?
No. What's his Eskin? Chris Eskin?
Chris Eskin.
Spike.
You mean Spike?
No, I said Chris, like Chris Sims. Chris Eskin, yes.
Oh,
I mean,
you're comparing him. Oh, I get it.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm comparing him.
So
yes.
I get you. All right.
Not
so
our boss.
So, Derek, a couple things. Number one, Spike's not the boss around here. No power anymore.
He's not the boss of nobody.
He's not the boss, but he is our coworker. And I'm writing Spike's name down. Spike versus Hugh in the ring. Is that the most lopsided one we get so far? We got McGregor, Gorilla, Michael Smith, Jim Miller.
Yeah, that's Spike. One. Yeah, that's the one I want right there. Yeah, that's the one I want.
That's a good one. All right.
Michael Smith is the best one.
I know, it is. He's like, didn't you have a thing with him? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Friday. Do you expect Eagles to win this football game? And should they force the ball to A.J. Brown? I think they need to get him a couple touches early to make this thing calm down before it becomes a thing. Like last year, they hadn't lost in months, and A.J. Brown took his frustrations to the media. He said the right things after week one, but you heard it there. He was asked about the praise he got from the coach, and that I thought it was good praise by Nick Sirianni. Like,
yeah, he wasn't trying to hear that.
He didn't want to hear it. He said, I'm not in this for participation trophies, but that tells me.
What you mean? What you mean by that?
Yeah, it tells me everything I need to know. He needs the ball to feel valued. Get him the football early in this game. Where do you come down on the AJ thing? Should they force feed the ball on Sunday? 215-592-9494. Also, we have your shot to win these tickets. The return of the mic. Mike Tyson will join us at 1 o'clock today. Tickets to his show coming up January 23rd at the Hard Rock. Give us someone you would like to step in the ring with Hugh Douglas. Fransky Friday next. We'll talk some fills and take your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everyone knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniels came out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniels Blackberry. It's the real deal. A smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, vibrant, and it has an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint, just a hint of honey. It's my new tailgate drink if I was, you know, drinking at the tailgate. Jack Daniels Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.